And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, that was Disco Dogs, Volume 3, Get Down on the Dance Floor. I was trying to think about what we actually talked about that first segment. It was basically...
we can't put our finger on it.
It was basically the semantics of cheating. That was basically what we talked about. Yes. What did we talk about anything else? I mean, there was an exposé. Jizzsock had an extended interview, but it was pretty much the semantics of cheating.
Cheating.
It really was. Good. Yeah. Well, hopefully we ruined some relationships. You were listening to Davin's Den. We are joined by Vincent from Portobello's tonight. Happy to have him in here. We're going to do our worst Fathers of the Year countdown. Now, this is where we find the worst dads of the past year. But the caveat is they can't have seriously injured their kids, raped their kids, or killed their kids, because then that's not really funny.
Oh, darn, I don't have any. No, I'm kidding.
And it has to be over the past year. And we each pick three stories, and then we argue it out to get the ultimate top three countdown. And it goes round and round, and the fans help us in the chat, and I hope they participate tonight as they always do. But a lot of times it devolves into screaming. So it's good.
Yeah, most of the time. What do you mean a lot of times?
So it's good to have Vincent here, who's not partial to any of us, to weigh in on this, I think. Don't you guys agree?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Vincent, you like me best, right?
I'm sorry?
You like me best, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh.
Nobody likes you best. Nobody likes you best. Shut up, stupid. All right. I'm going to let Vincent hear the track we got for this. Play it once a year.
Say, girls, today we're going to talk about father-daughter relationships. Do you have a daddy? I'll bet you do. Who's your daddy?
That is so twisted and creepy.
It certainly is. Here's
the creepy is the thing.
Yeah.
I will go first on this one. All right? This is my number three candidate for third worst father of the year. Ex-wife marries dad.
Oh.
A 36-year-old woman has left her husband to marry his 74-year-old father, who lived with the now-divorced couple while they were together. Liza Goddard from Grimsby broke it off with husband Jason Harwood, 35, in 2003 after their 8-month marriage broke down. But she is now set to return to Jason's life as his stepmom. After this,
God, that's good. Break my heart, asshole.
After deciding to wed his father, John, who is almost 40 years older than her. Jason had lived with Liza in his pensioner father's bedsite in Slough, Berkshire. Since parting, Liza's been having a secret affair with John, and she's even warned unemployed Jason, "You better get used to the idea of me being your stepmom."
I mean, not to rub it in.
Jason told the son, she's going from my ex-wife to my stepmom. What they're doing is wrong. The 74-year-old dad has even made his engagement official on Facebook, drawing shock from Jason's wider friends and families. And his mom, Sharon, 54, who has three other children with John, said she was disgusted. She added, "John has never been any good. He's never been a father to his kids, and he has been a dreadful grandfather. Liza's even been bragging that she's going to be a grandma to my kids. It's horrible." Jason had long suspected that the pair were up to something. He told how he once went to purchase his wife a milkshake, but forgot what flavor Liza had asked for. Jason claims that upon returning to the house to check, he found her in bed wearing no underwear, and his dad sat on a chair nearby with his fly undone.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure they were discussing what flavor to get.
Flavor of the shake?
Sure. When he got fed up after moving to a different house, he kicked his father out. But Liza left soon afterwards, and they divorced in 2003. So here we go here. We got sleeping with your kid's spouse is bad enough, but then you decide to marry her. Now the holidays are going to be more awkward. You know, you can't have a proper Christmas dinner if your ex-wife is now your stepmom.
I think Thanksgiving is a traditional awkward family moment.
Well, it's England. They're not really celebrating Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Not really thankful for that. We left.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not one of their faves.
Nope.
Announcing it on Facebook so everybody knows, not just the immediate family. What a dick move. You're 74 years old, Dad. Really? You got to announce on Facebook? Why don't you send out a tweet, too? Hey, banging my son's ex. Has a history of being a bad dad and a granddad, and allows his fiancée to make things even more uncomfortable by talking smack to her son. You know, you better get used to me being your grandmom, you unemployed stuttering jackass.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Allows her to?
Yeah.
What, like he's going to control what she says?
Yeah. You know what? That's my son. It's bad enough what we're doing. You don't need to talk smack to him. A little respect.
I don't know.
A little respect.
He doesn't sound like a prince, but it really sounds like the ex is the villain.
No, no, no. The father has a responsibility not to marry your son's ex. And you know, you don't have to do a lot. You know, you can be an absentee dad. That's fine. You're a douche. But to go, you know what? I'm not only going to bang your wife while you're married to her, but that's in the past, so that don't count. You know what? That was so good. Let's turn it up a notch. Let's make her part of the family again. That way you could relive the mistake every year. Let's broadcast it on Facebook so everybody can point and look at your shame.
Well, this is the father going, all right, son, let me show you how to do this. You know.
Yeah, seriously, he can keep it. I mean, he's just rubbing it in. This is a spiteful father.
No, it's going to make holidays very...
it's going to make everything in court. You know, what are they going to discuss? Well, does she do this with her tongue? Vincent, what do you think?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, and it is a rub-in.
Thank you, Vincent.
I'm kind of thinking that Dad is getting a little senile. He is...
He went on Facebook to post. He's not senile. It's not like he went on his MySpace page. He knows exactly where he's posting stuff.
75% of
MySpace, the old guy. You don't know what's going on. He goes to his MySpace.
Yeah, he knows exactly. He's tagging everybody up in that bitch. Everybody knows he's marrying his son's ex.
Please, 75% of the people I talk to on Facebook are senile.
That's because you're not real on Facebook.
Yes, I am.
You're an alter ego.
You're an anomaly.
No, I'm me. I'm just me with a different name. That's all.
You're not lying. You're just withholding the truth.
Yeah, that's right.
Just like Rachel, I know. You identify with the anonymous.
Yes, I do.
This is a terrible father.
This is not a great father.
Oh, thank you for giving me that much. This is not a beacon of shining light?
We're in competition, dude. I think that the woman is terrible. She had an obligation. She had vows.
He's got a penis involved in this.
The woman is more of the culprit than the guy.
The woman's bad enough, but that's your son. That's your you raised him, sort of,
kind of.
And you don't listen. You don't bang your son's wife. And then
how old's this woman?
She's 40 years younger than him.
Okay, so I think that I think the father is just old and he doesn't know what he's doing.
He's been banging it for years. He's got a pretty good idea what and who he's doing.
Wait, are we sure that they've been banging for years? All we have in evidence is her naked and him with his fly down. He could be air conditioning it. He could just be airing it out. It wasn't even out.
Joe, what's your story?
Geneva father arrested after 4-year-old takes cocaine to school.
Oh, I saw this one.
Police found guns, cash, and drugs at a Geneva man's home Monday after his 4-year-old child was found with cocaine at school. William Smallwood of Pulteney Street is charged with felony third-degree possession of a controlled substance after police say they found over 4 pounds of marijuana, a felony amount of cocaine, 12 long guns, 2 automatic rifles, 5 handguns, a stun gun, and a partridge in a pear tree, and over $10,000 in his home. A search warrant was extended at his home after Smallwood's 4-year-old child was found with cocaine at West Street Elementary School around 1:45 p.m. on Monday.
This is just the new Common Core math. This is fine. It's a word problem.
Common Core.
That's what this is. I have a kid in school. That's what it is.
Because you figured that he needed something to calm himself down to attempt those problems?
You're doing measuring. How much do you give little Johnny? You know, guns. How many guns do you need to protect your stash? It's really quite sophisticated.
So he just wanted him to have some, like, visual aids for the math problems.
I saw this story. It didn't make my list. Because I think that was just, like, a mishap. Like, he took the wrong lunchbox. At least that...
A mishap?!
That's the way I look.
5 pounds of marijuana, a felony amount of cocaine, 12 long
guns,
automatic rifle. I'm sorry, I'm not done yet. 5 handguns, a stun gun, and over $10,000 in cash in his home.
But there's no emotional damage.
Well, are you kidding me?
The kid's fine.
Lisa says, I hope there was enough to share with the class.
Yeah. I really think the kid took, I think the dad put the shit in the wrong place. I really think that's what happened. And I think I think he put it in the Flintstones box by mistake. I think that's what happened.
Look,
I understand that, though. I came home from for lunch after my dad had been home for lunch. I opened up the refrigerator, and there was plastic wrap in the refrigerator. And it made me think for a second, and I went into the cupboard where we usually keep the plastic wrap, and there's the ham and cheese. So I think that it was just one of those kind of dad moments. I meant to put my stash in the away where I keep it.
I'm sorry. What was in the
She was making a point. I know it was hard to get there. Dads put things in the wrong place.
I understand. Now, yes. What was put in the wrong place?
The ham and cheese.
I opened up the refrigerator.
It was ham and cheese.
I opened the refrigerator, and there was the plastic wrap.
Ham and cheese. Okay. Was it 4 pounds of marijuana?
But if you have
two long guns,
but if you have a lot,
cocaine,
but if you have
10,000, shut your. Was it 10,000?
No, I'm not going to. Because if you have that stuff lying around the house in large quantities, it's the equivalent of a ham and cheese sandwich.
No, it's not.
It most certainly is.
If the cops come to your house and open a cupboard, oh ho, it's a ham and cheese sandwich. Oh, that just looks like a lovely lunch. Oh ho, it's 12 pounds of marijuana.
Now,
to the who's gal with you?
Now,
what's the difference?
No, now if my orthodox.
No,
listen, I will explain. If my Orthodox Jewish father comes over to my house and sees the ham and cheese versus the weapons and the drug stash, he's going to flip out about the ham and cheese. It's really perspective,
Joe. They were right next to each other.
You think the marijuana would override that?
No!
Really?
Not to an Orthodox Jew.
No, not to the Orthodox.
What is Moses right? Thou shalt not toke? I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, he said don't eat pork and you can't eat the milk and the meat. It's two fucking commandments right there. Ham and cheese is worse than coke and pot, stupid. It's in the Bible. How dare you?
Are you calling my dad a
Church
dad?
And state, and
that has nothing to do with this.
It does.
You call my dad a bad dad. He had ham and cheese right next to each other. What are you saying?
No, he's not Jewish. He's fine.
Oh, okay, fine.
He's off the hook. Moses doesn't frown.
Yeah.
See why we need to eat a referee?
Moses is fine with him eating this horrible thing.
Yeah, okay.
He's fine. He doesn't frown upon that.
Oh, Lisa says that's the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not eat ham and cheese sandwich.
Unless you put mayo on it. And then, you know.
Oh, wait.
Now, I would never have
as
mayo
long as it's
ham
on
and
rye.
Cheese. Ham and cheese would have to be with mustard.
Mustard.
Bologna you could get away with. No,
ham and cheese has got to be.
Bologna, I'm going
no,
mustard.
Ham has to have mustard. You can't. Bologna. Mayo with ham and cheese, not going to work.
No.
It's got to be mustard.
Mustard. On rye.
Now, I was pro-mayo last week, but it was different meats.
You know what? I'm not going to argue ham and cheese. I know when I'm beat. This is not my... I'm an expert on terrible fathering, obviously.
I sleep back.
Yeah. But ham and cheese, I'm out of my depth.
Yes,
I understand.
Okay, we agree on that.
All right, Pip.
Back to the argument. All right.
All right, Pip. Let's see what you got.
Okay. Oh, the world's worst dad... poor Tyler posted this Facebook exchange from his dad after he came out to his family.
What are you searching your friends list?
No.
For stories?
No, this is a real story. His dad, poor Tyler came out to his parents, and then dad goes on Facebook with this lovely rant. We took care of you since you were a baby. We loved you, took care of you when you were sick, lost many days and nights in all your 15 years. Now this is what we get in return, shame and embarrassment. You just didn't realize that at all. If only you didn't reject God and his teachings in your life.
And eat ham and cheese.
That's right. You could have been strong enough to stay away from evil and scums that surround you.
And ham and cheese.
And ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese.
Stay away from that scum and that cheese. And the ham and the pork and the ribs. Oh, my God.
You cold?
take out your post from the social media. You embarrass me from all the people I knew. I'm going to puke. Whatever you do, it reflects on me. People will ridicule me, insult me.
All right, Ann Jackson. One of the things we do, we're dealing with this crazy lady who's been scammed and works with scammers, and I have to read it every week, and she says, me! And I always read it like that.
Gay mafias.
Yeah.
Yes. You effing mafias.
Yes.
And I might turn out to be a criminal. I have enough of this bullshit. You are trying to ruin me. This is worse than death. You fuck. We took care of you since you were little.
Quite verbose.
Yeah, yeah, so really. He goes on and he stay away.
He's just getting warmed up.
These ugly words from purportedly grown man to his struggling teenage son are stupefying. Thankfully, Tyler has found widespread support online because that's where you go for your emotional support. Not to dad. No, you go to online and Facebook.
All right, now I'm going to say mine's worse than yours. I'm going to say mine's worse than yours because Facebook was only an element of mine. Now, your Facebook was much more expansive.
Yes.
But I had Facebook in here plus the bang in the son's wife. So that makes it worse.
Well, this is him shaming and talking about...
Oh, no. My boy's ashamed. My boy's shamed. When you lose out to your dad who's 40 years older than you, you're kind of ashamed.
well, wait a minute. Now, it's not just about the shame aspect. He's saying, you know, you have gone against God's... He's completely disowning him because he's gay and shaming him to the world.
Have you seen some of the things people say about this show?
Well, I don't reread it.
They say very good things with the sponsor here. Stupids.
See?
Dumbbells.
Nobody says anything.
They love us, sir.
Yeah, we are much beloved.
They throw bouquets at us.
Yeah, but people
Thorn first.
Shirts. Team Davin's Den. I've seen it.
All right. It's not Twilight. There's no Team Davin's Den. Settle down, stupid.
No, I think that this is really a horrible way of you know, this is a young son. And this is what he's
young.
Yeah, he's 15.
He is
years
struggling.
Old, and he's struggling.
But he found support. He didn't kill himself.
Well, no, because that's against the rules. He didn't die, but he might as well have
killing
died.
Killing himself against the rules.
Well,
no, he's
game.
Living happy. He's fine now. He found support. He's fine.
He has to live with this son of a
what
bitch.
Do you think, Vincent? Which one of these three is the worst?
It's a good toss-up.
Well, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Right, let me just review for you. Stepmom, skank. Bringing a bunch of coke to school.
Didn't even make my list.
And bashing gay son.
Who are you, King James? If it doesn't make your list, it's not
hold
valid.
Hold on.
Could be.
The referee is about to have a ruling.
Well, he's not the definitive one, but I want to hear what
he
thinks.
No, we want to hear what the chat says.
I would have to take Davin's on this one. Only because,
yeah, let's hear your reasoning.
Yes, Pip. Now be nice, stupid.
Hold on a second.
Let the man talk. He's going to expound and educate you.
Joe's father that he found, he could say this is how he supports his child, whether it's...
I like that lot, dealing to the little kids. We got to put a roof over. I like this lot. This is the twisted logic I like. Go on.
Yours is more like a universal problem in many households of individuals, whether it's coming out and struggling with this type of issue. Davin's is more like the father just took the daughter-in-law away and, you know, made her his wife.
Part of the family.
For a second, I thought he was going to say made her his bitch. The way you were phrasing it, I was
now,
like,
now, his
what?
Wife might be listening. He doesn't use that type of language.
Oh, I do. I'm sorry, Mrs.
Mrs. Vincent, we can't help Pip Helix.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Vincent.
We can't help Mrs. Helix's tongue.
Okay. Well, you know what? The chat has not definitively called, although Mustard wins hands down.
Well, they always weigh in on the big issues,
yeah,
the chat.
Yeah, they always do weigh. That is the important issue being discussed in the chat right now.
Bunch of morons.
If it was between Pip and Davin, do you think the emotional damage on a grown man is worse than the emotional damage on a teenage kid that just came out of the closet and was shamed publicly? Now, that's the key thing. I mean, if mine doesn't hold water, I think cocaine on a little boy is worse. But if we have to go with the emotional thing.
That's Saturday at your party.
But I think the emotional damage on a teenage boy would be a lot more noteworthy than an emotional damage.
But he found support. My man has found no support. My man has to face this all the time. As a teen, you know what? You can go F you, Dad. You didn't understand me anyway. I'm here with my... I'm playing words... fucking cool game that they play. Stupid, can't think of a game.
Worlds how do you know Warcraft. He didn't find support? You know,
you said
English
he found
people,
support.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, how do you know yours didn't find support? You know, all
hey,
Englishmen go down to the pub and
he
all their buddies
has
say,
to,
yep,
he
right.
has to see this skank... And this cheating father of his every time he wants to bring his kids around. It's terrible. Yes, I know this used to be mommy, but now it's grandmommy. It's horrible.
No, I don't think it's that horrible.
Oh, it's horrible.
I don't think it's any worse than somebody coming out of the closet and being shamed publicly on Facebook.
No, you don't have to think it's worse. Vincent ruled.
Well, he's a sponsor.
Lisa?
Exactly, stupid. When you start ponying up cash, then your opinion counts.
Yes. In the rock, paper, scissors of this world.
Cash beats stupid every time.
We had a company handbook that would be in there.
That'd be rule number one, the Ten Commandments. Cash beats stupid.
Here's the show handbook.
Do you have an opinion? Do you? Well, here's cash. Now you don't.
The Davin's Den handbook has just had the logo. You flip it over when you start putting up your
it's
opinion.
Like, it's like, by the way, there's a PayPal link in the chat in case you guys want to... throw some cash so that your opinions mean something too.
There's only one.
Hey, listen, we're running for election. This is my pack right here. Joe, you're a rich man like Donald Trump. You're going to take him seriously.
Well, all I said was take him seriously. He's no worse than the other characters running around.
He's no better.
Okay, but he's no worse.
Well, there's a mixed bag going on in the chat.
Mustard and mayo?
Yeah.
Not in ham and Swiss, no.
Somebody brought up ketchup and all hell's breaking loose. No, I'm kidding. Lisa said that she would agree that mine is the worst, and she said, Davin, your boy is an adult, Pips is a child. And Joe's girl said she was not going to weigh in because she would be seen as biased, but I said, no, chime away. And she said, I think cocaine harming the children is worse.
That's
you never
right.
hide drugs in any in anything that kids use.
Joe's girl, stick around. You ain't seen nothing yet, sweetie. What comes to hiding drugs?
But what if the kid ingested some of that cocaine? He could have been killed.
But he didn't.
But it could.
It's a different story.
But the possibility was there.
But he didn't. No, you lose.
No, wrong. No.
Yes.
The potential for the potential for harm was there.
But there was no harm.
Physical harm.
But there was no physical harm. It was just the worst show and tell ever.
No. Cocaine's been snorted. No.
The kid didn't snort the cocaine. He's like, oh, a powdered donut. Oh, there he goes. Now he won't sit down and take a nap. Now the teacher's pissed. That never happened.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if somebody hid their cocaine with powdered donuts? That's a lot of powder in this box.
That's what I would do.
You see the teacher, oh, God, oh, man, it's bad enough for they have a sugar rush. I'm calm them down.
I'm calling out. Call the substitute. I've had enough of these children.
Playground, they're chasing the school bus.
That's not what you That's not what you use a straw for. Stop it.
Yeah. Well, I think that we should leave it as that Vincent made the definitive call and Davin gets this one.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
We're reading out of reading page one of the Davin's Den handbook.
Yes. Because we really could argue this for another 20 minutes, but we
And we have.
We've done.
Joseph.
Let's see what we
Now Joe will provide background music as he thumbs through his notes.
I didn't know it was next. Da, da,
da, da, I like to keep you guessing, Joe. It's always a mystery here. There's three of us. Somebody has to be next.
I got you. Oh, let's see.
Well, Joe always provides the background music.
All right, Pip, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, Pip, okay. You go. Then I'll go.
Here we go. Bad dad. Drunk man crashes car, leaves injured baby behind. Oopsie. Conroe, Texas. Our latest bad dad award goes to 29-year-old James Hammonds Jr. Police say on July 20, he was drinking and driving in Monterey County, north of Houston, when he flipped his car. Thing is, his infant son was in the car, too. Investigators say that the baby was ejected about 20 feet. And it gets worse. Not only did bad dad flee the scene, he left his baby face down, bleeding on the road.
Oh.
Neighbors nearby thought it was a baby doll on the road until they turned it over and saw the boy blinking at them. So the poor...
This is kind of borderline here, kind of against the rules. This is kind of gruesome.
He's okay.
Walk it off, Junior!
Baby's okay. Walk it off, baby!
Get that gravel off your head. You're fine.
He's young and bouncy and flexible. He's fine. He was taken to the hospital.
<That's> terrible. He's young and bouncable and flexible.
It didn't say that there. I said that awfulness. He's been released and handed over to foster care. As for bad dad Hammonds, it's pretty hard to babysit when you're rocking a shiny new pair of silver bracelets. He's in Polk County Jail. So, sounds like our bad dad not only likes to drive drunk, but apparently this baby was not strapped in.
Well, that's what it is right there. I mean, there's rules. If you're going to drive with a kid...
You got to strap them into their little seat because he was ejected 20 feet and then...
You know, if he hadn't had such a big lunch, probably a little further.
That, you know, that baby was looking porky.
Fly it off, Junior.
But the big lunch saved him because he bounced down the road. He was his face.
Yeah,
never,
yeah
okay.
But you never want to hear bloody baby.
You don't want to hear bloody baby. Bloody no. Blanking baby.
That's kind of graphic.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll allow it because the kid's fine.
The kid is fine.
The kid is fine. As well as you can be after flying 20 feet through the air.
Because your dad had rolled the car, you were ejected from the car, and then he ran away to save his own skin, not looking back to see, what's that thing on the road that I left behind?
Well, I will say that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I will say those stories are a dime a dozen. And you know how I feel about that stuff. So many of us that are hopped up on drugs and booze do stupid things with our kids in the car.
I mean, I did that last week, but this is about dads. So,
see, you know me. I like to be more creative.
You don't think that the leaving the baby on the road is bad enough?
Well, hear me out. I'm not saying it's good.
I'm not saying I recommend it.
All right. Let's see here yours.
Parents bribe kids with drugs.
Jesus.
See, Joe, it can get worse with drugs. This isn't even my worst one. Florida, of course. Parents are accused of giving drugs to their own children to motivate their girls to do chores and do well in school. According to the arrest records obtained by WFLA, Joey Mudd, 34, and Chad Mudd, 36, are now facing child abuse charges after allegedly giving their 13 and 14-year-old daughters pot for cleaning the house. Chad Mudd also reportedly snorted cocaine with the teens and one of their 70-year-old boyfriends as well. WTSP says during one incident, Mudd gave the girls a rolled-up dollar bill and allowed them to snort cocaine through the bill. That's not hygienic.
You know what dirty money
is?
The 80s.
A Pinellas Sheriff's Office spokesman, Kristen Smith, said, according to Joey, it was an incentive to the children. If the children were going to go to school doing household chores and such, that was the incentive to smoking marijuana with her. Apparently, a tip came in through the police through the child abuse hotline. At this point, Chad Mudd, the father, is facing 7 counts of child abuse and a bond set of $32,000. Joey Mudd is facing 2 counts of child abuse. All right,
it was actually Mudd.
Well, after this, it certainly is. Let's break this. First of all, in my experience, drugs do not help with schoolwork. This is misleading.
It was a bad choice.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, pot never helped anybody concentrate at school.
Number two, smoking pot, not going to help you clean the house. It's going to make your child want to have a snack of cheese doodles and watch cartoons.
And leave crumbs everywhere.
Be making more of a mess. And let's be honest, there's nothing like starting your own kids off with the proper drug habit. You don't want them to learn heavy drug use in the streets. You bring it home. That's a pretty shitty dad.
Yeah.
That's a special type of shitty.
Wow.
Anybody can have a hurling baby. We see these all.
That's so common.
But it kind of is in this. I've seen a lot of those.
Yeah, people have car accidents all the time, but leaving the kid in the road.
Well, yeah.
In God knows what condition.
That happens all the time. I've seen those stories all the time. Joe?
Well, your whole thing is about wanting the kids to study. Your whole thing is about
I really don't think my thing was the issue about studying, Joe. I think you missed the point. I think it was the parents giving their kids a drug habit. I think that was my point, Joe.
Well, and as an incentive to study, wouldn't you agree?
No, Joe, not a good incentive.
But an incentive nonetheless.
An incentive to dance back in the Western days was shooting guns at their feet. Don't think that was a good incentive, Joe.
An incentive is an incentive. Yours had a deal with... an incident involving the road. My story has
an incident involving the road. There was a hurling baby through the air. It was more than an incident. The kid wasn't jaywalking, stupid.
It was shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, seriously. When you see a flying baby, you don't go, well, that's an incident. No, there's something more than an incident.
The cannon said Ford on the side.
Oh, what a feeling.
Well, mine has a little bit of both.
Okay.
Oh, I like when you combine.
A shocking video has emerged showing an angry father dragging his son along for 100 yards, 100 feet of rope. I'm sorry. A shocking video has emerged showing an angry father dragging his son along for a hunt with 100 feet of rope tied around his neck. The man from Jinhua City in eastern China was not named, but he said he wanted to punish his 10-year-old son for not studying hard enough. The video shows the father aggressively pulling the son in the front of his truck using the rope. He slams the door and pulls the son, continuing to drag him, and the boy can be seen crying as his father shouts, "I might as well treat you like a bear."
What's wrong with bears?
No, no, but still, that's an incentive.
How's the kid?
The kid's all right.
I don't think he's all right.
All right.
A little road rash is good for you.
That's pretty crappy.
But he was dragging him by the car?
But you know what? It's one of those helicopter parents that they have in China and Japan. It's just part for the course. That's normal. That's
not
extraordinary.
Are you calling him a tiger dad?
No, it's not. He's a tiger dad.
Oh, jeez.
He's a tiger dad. Sometimes you got to drag a kid to get them to hunker down and study, Joseph.
Instead of offering them drugs.
This was a positive reinforcement.
He
you just told me several seconds ago it was not.
Well,
in your own words.
Not as far as parenting.
You said...
He dragged him down the street. Wait. I just want to be clear on this. He took the rope and attached it to his car and dragged him with the car.
Pulled him down the road, yes.
Yeah, but really, have you seen these Asian drivers? They're not very good. It was probably the kid was probably on the dirt in the grass. It was fine.
Even though the blinker was on, yes, but nonetheless.
They were probably
the blinker was on the whole time.
Yeah, he was probably in the fast lane. He was probably in the fast lane doing 10. It's fine.
I saw 50 people doing that on the New York Thruway tonight. This is not
Joe, this is not extraordinary.
This is
Tuesday evening.
Tried to run and keep behind the truck. No.
It worked for Rocky when Rocky was training.
We're talking about a 10-year-old Chinese kid.
Start him young. MMA.
And the little Chinese kid was called Me One Fast. So
how long were you workshopping that one?
About a minute or two.
I bet you couldn't wait to get to the end of the story for that one. I'm going to give him a good doozy here. There's no way that was off the top of your head.
It was.
Was it?
Yes.
Leave it there.
Jealous.
I don't understand.
Yes, I am.
I don't understand. The rope was tied around his neck?
Yes.
How was he not hanged?
The kid's fast.
He's fast.
Driver.
I don't
think slow driver. Yeah,
I don't think he was driving very fast.
No, he wasn't driving very fast, right, but he was trying to show the kid.
Oh wait, so he had it. The kid was running. I thought he was being dragged.
Yeah, I thought he was being dragged too. A little different.
Okay.
A little different.
So he has a rope around his neck, and he's running behind the car. Like a bear? Like, does Dad drag bears behind the car?
I don't know. I guess in China, maybe that's how they treat bears. I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I haven't seen too many bear incidents in China.
You don't have a drag bear entree by any chance at Portobello's?
No.
Okay, good. All right, that would be bad. Wait a minute. Now, that's
not a good dad.
No.
He wanted to punish him for not studying hard.
You know, I have to concede right now. Joe's is worse than mine.
Yeah, Joe's is worse than yours. Mm. Which do you think is worse?
I like Joe's in this one.
You really? You're a big fan of Joe's dad in this one? You're pro. Vincent, are you coming out and saying you're pro dragging kid?
Vincent's kids, run! Vincent's kids study crazy!
Right now, Vincent's wife has turned off the radio, is gathering up the children.
She's putting them in the car. We're going to grandma's.
Yeah, we're no longer living here. You can see daddy on weekends with supervision.
I just think that's excessive. I deal with the Asian studying pressure at home, as in my household.
Is your wife one of those helicopter tiger moms?
You know, she's tough on them. You know, so we disclaim it on the Asian pressure with studying. However, I think this is excessive.
So there's no dragging going
on. No dragging.
Maybe a bicycle. Maybe a bicycle.
You've hidden all the rope, I presume. All right, good.
It's locked away.
What's the chat say on this? Have they weighed in on this?
They're like stunned into silence. No one is talking right now.
That's another day.
It's really bizarre because usually they're not like da 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 da, and they're all like, I don't know what to do with this information.
All right. Giving your kids a lifetime drug habit. Or dragging your... How fast... Did they say how fast the car was going?
It could have been that fast. I mean, it's probably about 10 miles
an hour. I don't even think that's important.
I think it kind of is. Because if you really want to hurt a kid, you're going to hit the gas.
Yeah, but...
You're trying to scare him into studying. And you're not going to give him a drug habit.
Right, but I bet he learned how to
you're
study.
You're going to give him an incentive
to
run
after,
fast.
Yeah, after this, but after this, he's going to study. My kids are going to do more drugs.
No, it's horrible.
None of it's good.
Joe's girl says, I think, Joe's girl said it was a tie for me and Joe. And Lisa says, Joe, I think you win this one.
All right, Joe, I'll give you that.
I definitely think the consensus is, damn, sun dragging. Not right. Good.
We're making tough stands tonight on the show.
We are.
All right, Pip, start us off.
I think that Jim Bob Duggar was one of the most heinous dads this year. And
Keep in mind, the actual touching happened years ago.
I know. His son, Josh, touching his own sisters, sexually molesting them, happened years ago. However, this information has just come out to the general public.
Well, hold on.
And wait.
They
knew
about this for years.
Don't object until you hear my point. Okay,
I tell you right now, you don't stand a chance.
My point is that Jim Bob has said some really disgusting things about it this year in response to the public outcry that they have been covering this up.
This is your number one? We just dealt with a dragged kid.
I know, but
but still, the ruling. What's the ruling on that? Is it when the story came out, or the incidents of the story?
If she's just talking about his statements,
If she's now. Just talking about the
statement.
So
you're just talking about the statements
the
you
statements
made this
now.
Year.
Yeah.
All right, then it's
yeah.
Admissible.
We have rules.
Right.
Yeah. Vincent, please flip to page 15 in your Davinston handbook. And
you'll see cash rules there, too. A lot of the pages are the same.
See, this is what opens up a whole sort of disgusting and frightening possibilities for what goes on in the Duggar household, because we're just finding out what Josh did to the kids, and Jim Bob's reaction to what's happened is that he was still a kid, you know, and he was just a juvenile. He wasn't an adult, Jim Bob explained during an exclusive interview with Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly. He also sought to deflect blame from himself, telling Kelly that kids will make their own choices. So the parents aren't really in trouble here because kids make their choices. And he says he'd just gone in and just basically touched them over their clothes while they were sleeping. Jim
Bob. You know
Bob,
how much that costs in the city?
He said about his son's repeated predation of his sleeping younger sisters. When pressed, Jim Bob admitted that there were a couple incidents where he touched them under their clothes, but it was like a few seconds. So the article here says Jim Bob apparently subscribes to the 5-second rule of sexual assault. He was quick to point.
Well, like if it's not touched for 5 seconds, it doesn't count. And you can
yes,
eat it.
Yes, you can molest for less than 5 seconds. 5-second rule. I can do whatever I want for 5 seconds.
Now, can you call a timeout? And rethink your strategy. Mid-touch.
That was a joke. He didn't actually say the 5-second rule. But it's the implication that it's okay to touch them under their clothes, touching his own sister's genitals while they were awake and sometimes while they were asleep. None of this was consensual in any way. And Jim Bob kind of wraps it up by saying, it wasn't rape or anything like that. It was just a little kid touching. Kids make up their own rules. So throughout the one-hour interview, Jim Bob and his wife, Michelle, continually emphasized that most of Josh's assaults took place while his sisters were sleeping, and that the assaults were simply comprised of above-the-clothes touching. So these facts mitigated Josh's actions rather than added another dimension of non-consensual contact to them. So compare Jim Bob's statements with those of the Rape, Abuse, and Incest Natural Network.
Well, I think they're going to disagree.
On a person's ability to consent while asleep.
Yeah, 5-second rule? We never thought about that.
We never thought about that.
You know, this Jim Bob, he's quite enlightening.
Well, print a retraction immediately.
We always said if you were asleep or unconscious, then you don't give consent. And if you didn't give consent, then it's rape.
Is it really?
Is it really sexually molested?
What's rape between siblings? That's what I always say.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, Jim Bob does point out that I think we have one ray of hope in that Josh has a tender conscience. Really? Really? The point is that poor little Josh's feelings are hurt because they found out that he was touching his sisters?
He's a good dad to Josh.
Oh, God.
Josh thinks he's splendid. It's really point of view, Pip.
So not sure. Only does this point out that this guy is not a good dad in this instance, but it opens up a whole conversation about what the hell else was happening in that house.
Well, we can't assume. There's no assuming in this.
No, but we know about this, and we know how he feels about it, and this is what he's putting out there.
All right. Joe?
Teen chained up, father held.
Sounds like she was held.
Yeah. A man was arrested. Where's the? A man was arrested for chaining a 19-year-old tribal girl in a bizarre incident.
Tribal girl.
Yes.
Tribal girl. Where
tribal
is
girl.
This?
Tribal girl. It was in India.
Did she have one of those cool tattoos?
Yeah.
Is that how you know she's a tribal girl?
In a bizarre incident in Chahota Upadur district.
I have a feeling that we're going to find a lot of the incidents there bizarre.
Yes. A father chained his 19-year-old daughter to prevent her from eloping with her paramour. The girl has escaped.
What's the band got to do with this?
Yeah. The girl had escaped from her husband's home earlier as she was married against her wish. The girl's family was afraid that she would try to elope for a lover for the third time. Let's see.
I hate when kids don't listen.
Yes. Police arrested Vastin Baha Ratwa from the Somali Vision, Irish guy, Somali Vision Tuesday afternoon after it came to light that he allegedly wrongly confined his daughter by using an iron chain and locks to tie her feet to a wooden log inside their hut. Where else would he live? Police register.
In Trump Plaza.
By the way, I think that while you're reading these stories, when they have these ridiculously long, difficult, you should just go the customer service route and call them Steve.
It's Pip.
Police register.
Don't call them Pip.
Call them Pip. Pip was chained by to a log. Sounds better, doesn't
it? It's a different story now.
Now I like this guy.
He was booked under the Section 3042 of the Indian Penal Code for wrongful confinement. Police said the girl's father and relatives had married her off to a person in Taslar village, not far from their own a month ago. The girl, however, refused to acknowledge the marriage, as she was already in love with another person instead. Stayed back at her father's place. Instead of going to her husband's place a few days ago, she managed to elope with her lover. The girl's relative started searching for her, and soon found her in a nearby village. The girl's mother is no more, so her father decided to confine her so she could not elope again. So on Monday, her father chained her.
Two completely different stories.
Very different.
Wait, you had an opinion before I read mine, Vincent?
I don't think that he should judge before you get...
No, all right, fine. All right, fine.
Let him have all the information.
Dad uses daughter as drug mule.
Really picked some bad parents this year.
I'm very proud of us.
We really refine, you know, because the whole thing was telling stories, and the whole thing is to get the worst one, and it really turned into a competition.
It's always been a competition.
Well, when it started off, he always wanted a competition. Pip and I never realized that we started picking stories. And then, this is like the third year we've done this.
Maybe, yeah.
For the past 2 years, we've been picking creeps because we want to win.
That's the beauty of the bit, arguing for this complete asshole. You're an advocate for some of the most despicable people in the world.
And we're taking the worst possible positions just to win.
Yes!
It was just finding bad fun, but now we're finding creeps.
None of these are people we want to hang out with.
You'll sit there at home and pick and go, oh, this son of a bitch is a shoo-in, you know?
You want to go, what's a little drugs? I got a kid toucher over here. You know? It's like, wait, what did I just say?
We know what you said.
Okay.
We isolated that. Cops in Colombia, of course.
Just when you think of drugs.
Are on the hunt for a man who turned his 11-year-old daughter into a drug mule, nearly killing her after one of the 104 cocaine capsules he forced her to swallow exploded in her stomach. Stuffed with illegal drugs, the unnamed girl was merely hours away from hopping on a flight to Madrid with her father when he rushed her to a hospital in Santiago de Cali. The Daily Mail reports. Once the burst capsule was discovered, doctors performed emergency surgery during which they pulled almost 1.2 pounds of cocaine from the young girl's stomach. And it's kind of interesting that they're doing this in pounds. I would figure they would go metric. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, really.
that's what I took out of the story.
That's what raised your eyebrow.
That's right.
Metric.
Is it didn't use the metric system to describe how much coke?
Well, I mean, we're really the only ones that use the the pounds. I
That's what got him.
I know.
You're a creep.
Yeah. Works well for this bit. Shut up, stupid. It's not called Creeps Den.
Could be.
Could be. The renaming, the rebranding. Creeps Corner.
Creeps Corner.
Look at Vincent. Whoa, well, the contract's no good.
Stay in front of the sponsor in the Bay Bay. This will find.
She started it.
Right.
What?
Talk silly to her.
Yeah.
Let me go on with my story. By the time the life-saving procedure was over, the father and another relative were nowhere to be found.
I got the fuck out of touch.
Look what you're laughing at. That's the beauty of this bit. You're laughing at a father who leaves his 11-year-old lefty, hops, stuffs him with drugs.
I just called you a creep. Two sentences later, you run like how I'm laughing my balls off. Yeah, both stink. Both awful people.
Local authorities are now searching for the man.
Isolate that.
Yeah, it should have been all three of us. I don't know why he said both.
Because we both laughed at different things. Pep didn't.
I didn't.
Everything is pointing to the fact that this youngster was going to be used in a twisted way by adults as a drug mule to transport drugs from Colombia to another country, says Cali Police Chief Ruvi Pinilla. They had flights reserved to travel from Cali to Bogota, and then an onward connection, Bogota to Madrid, with a final destination of Gran Canaria. Despite telling police that she and her husband were estranged, detectives also suspected that the girl's mother knew all about the trafficking, according to the Daily Mail. A passport with the mom's name and plane ticket to Spain, the same place the girl's dad planned to take her, were found when the cops searched her home. Once she is released from the hospital, the youngster will be taken in temporary care by the Colombian Family Welfare Institute. A case like this is horrific because it puts the life of an 11-year-old girl at risk, a spokesman for the institute said. We're going to take steps to offer her protection and remove her from the harmful environment. All right, guys. They're using her as a drug mule. They put over a pound of coke into her. They were going to continue using her. This wasn't a one-time thing, by the way.
No, I don't think so.
And the part that, you know, really made Joe just fall in love with this dad. You know what? We should probably go. they're probably gonna want to talk to us when she comes out of surgery. I don't even think you guys can argue. I got a terrible dad. Really? Really? Really, Duggar dad? Duggar's a sweetheart in comparison. What's a little rape amongst family? He didn't actually rape.
No, he didn't actually rape.
He's defending his other kid.
Yeah,
he's a good dad to one of them.
Yeah.
So? Well, he brought her to the hospital.
He did bring her to the hospital.
The defense attorney would say he has some bit of humanity in him.
Not enough to stick around.
Yeah.
Not enough to see how the kid's going to be.
Yeah.
You know what? Nobody wants an exploded coke kid on their hands while you're trying to get through customs. It's a pain that you got to take off your shoes. You got to explain whether there's coke coming out of your kid's ass. It's a hassle.
But he probably did it for the next drop off that she's okay.
The other kid.
Yeah.
The other kid was fine and loaded up.
I got the worst dad.
Lisa says Davin.
Yeah, you can't use your kid as a drug mule. There's certain things you can't do. I guess we've established you can get your kid high if it's for a good reason, like schoolwork and cleaning the house.
You had a good reason.
Yeah.
You know, you had good motivation.
Right. So if you're using if your kid is ingesting drugs that you provided as a motivational tool, okay. If you're cramming cocaine down the kid's gullet so you use them to transport cocaine, not okay. We've learned.
I think that, you know, your kid exploding with drugs and maybe dying.
Best pinata ever.
Look, little packets of powder came
Yay! Out of and you get cocaine, and you get cocaine, and you get cocaine. We all get cocaine.
Yay.
Joe.
Cue the
you can't
song.
Pack your kid full of cocaine.
I like how he says it so resolute.
And then split when one of the bags explodes.
I like how that's the point that carries it over the line. That really is. It really is.
I can't even argue my point. You guy.
If he just would have stuck around, maybe he'd be swell. Because she surely was. But you can't leave. Where's the decorum? The modicum of humanity, sir. Just leaving your kid as you try to run away.
I want to know how this works when they go through the x-ray, but they don't see all these little packets in this little body, like this huge amount.
I don't think they got
that. They don't have stuff like that in Colombia. They have a goat that wags his tail when you walk through it.
You don't know that's to be true.
Last time he was down there, that's what they did.
Is that what happened when they stuffed you full of cocaine? Whose tail is that? Shut up. I got to get through customs.
Avoid the goat.
Joe's trying not to make eye contact with the goat.
Because you know goats will eat anything.
Yeah. Joe finally finds a friend, but yet he knows he's filled with cocaine.
That's why you have to go. You laugh, but it's why you have the goat to eat the contraband. Read a book.
Nobody wants a hopped up.
Read a book.
That's not a book, stupid. Nobody wants a hopped up goat running around an airport. That's just silly. You're being a silly billy goat.
You know how dangerous those goats are when they're just left to their own devices?
Yeah, come on. You can't leave a goat around drugs. It's going to eat the thing, and there goes the evidence.
Well, that's true.
It's stupid. It makes no sense. Goats are horrible for police work.
They're
I don't know where you come up with this stuff. You just don't use your head.
They're going to wreck your whole tin can collection.
Yeah.
The way he scolds me, goats are horrible for police. Anybody knows that goats are horrible for police.
It's a canine unit, not a K-bat unit, stupid. I don't know what you think sometimes. I can't believe
you don't know what I think. I don't know what you think sometimes, but you deliver facts to back to back.
I'm not sure if I'm going to scold you. I want to do it improperly.
Oh, God, that's funny.
All right, Pip, give us the final countdown.
Okay, well, obviously, number one.
No, go backwards, right? Number three.
Yeah, number three. Oh, darn it, you know.
Why don't we wait?
Well, number one was definitely Davin's take. What was your story again,
Davin? I love that she's rolling with what she's going through reams of information from games of past.
I have so much crap in this notebook, you have no idea.
Yeah, but that's just your car.
What was your first story there?
Number three, ex-wife marries dad. That was number three. I had that one. Joe had number two.
Joe, number two, what was your story?
Tiger Dad, a little vigorous with goading his child to study.
Oh, yeah, the dragging kid.
If you want to use that word, fine. I think unless you reach a certain mileage per hour.
Otherwise, just go to who wants to know what the worst story of Savage Medicine last week was. I have that.
And number one, you can't pack your kids with Coke and leave.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you can pack your kid with Coke. Listen, nobody wants to pay for extra baggage. It's $50 each thing. I understand you want to put it in your kid, but you got to stick around.
How big was the kid? Was she considered carry on, or did
she was 11? They put her on the scale. Yeah. 1.2 pounds.
Yeah, they had to pay extra. Yeah,
it's a lot of burritos. So there you go. I won again.
I know you're really good at this.
I know how to find ne'er-do-wells and scallywags,
kindred spirits.
I'd like to think so. I hope my daughter's listening, and I hope she knows to stay in school.
Actually,
and study.
She asked Vincent, "Can I come home with you? Can I, please, Mister, take me home,
please, Mister?
Well, not until I empty her out her cocaine.
I'll eat kimchi until I explode. Really, can take me home.
Daddy,
I don't care.
Daddy's crazy, and Mommy can't walk. Get me out of here."
Hey, you speak truth. That's not nice.
We don't like that here.
No, Pip. Vincent, you going to stick around for the last segment? Want to hang out? You want to go home? Even Vincent wants to go home. He's had enough of this shit.
The wife is calling me.
And don't forget to drag the children.
You're away from home for this bullshit? What are you doing?
Here's the best thing about this. Vincent can now go home, and on many levels, he's an excellent father and husband. now that the wife has heard what else is
the
out
other
there.
Dads are
My man's the
makes
best.
He looks better.
Yes. He doesn't beat his wife and knock up her and break her leg, and he's very clear on what cheating is. And I'll tell you nothing. He never packed our little kids with cocaine. My husband's a catch. Right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
See, your investment has paid off.
You look good.
Your investment has paid off. You, sir, are going to get lucky tonight. You're welcome.
Thank you. We're here to help.
We are here to help.
And we're here. You can listen live.
Oh, are you sticking around or not?
Well, I was going to say, I would like to thank you for
your jet.
Allowing,
He's like, yeah.
No, because I have to be home for the kids.
Oh,
dude, it's 9:05. They're not up. Now, unless you're stuffing ammo and drugs into their lunch boxes for school tomorrow.
That takes a long time. You have to pack it just right.
Yes, you do. Vincent, thank you for hanging out with us.
Yes.
And
thank you for supporting us, too.
Yes.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Joe and Davin for allowing me to come on and the listeners.
Please.
We look forward to future shows.
July 24th, you're welcome back here on Anytime. Thank you for sponsoring. July 24th, Portobello Banquets in Oakland, New Jersey. Where can people call to make their reservations, Vincent?
They can call the main number, 201-337-8990. Just push extension 2, and that'll take you to the banquet hall, and we can take reservations for the comedy show, which will be at the banquet facility.
Is that the same number if they want to make have a private party, like a Sweet 16 or something?
Correct, yeah.
That works out well.
And you have your website. What's the website address?
The website is portobellonj.com.
There you go.
Portobellonj.com. Well, thank you, Vincent. Thank you, everybody at Portobello's, for supporting this.
Yes.
Although I don't know if they really supported this. I think they supported the broader this.
The show in general.
The show in general, yes. We don't really endorse stuffing children with cocaine.
No.
Pip, we don't.
Okay, I don't. Fine.
Pip.
Sometimes we have to talk sense into her. She's rogue.
Sorry.
All right, Pip, where can people hear this?
You can listen to Davinsden Live every Tuesday on Davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, TheIndieAuthority.com, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, GoneRogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen live to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com. And TalkSuperStation.com plays us on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. You can find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, Davinsden.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.